Back inside our locker room chats, now time to talk Roa Valley boys basketball here on FM 103.9 KNZA. We're being joined now by the head coach of the Panther boys, Chris Brown. And, well, two more good wins for the Panther boys since we've last talked. 48-36 on Friday over Sabetha, and then Tuesday night at Jeff West, 58-29. So, Coach, two pretty solid wins here since we've last talked, going back to starting with Sabetha on Friday. That's always a tough place to go and play and a tough place to go and win. What were your thoughts on that win?
Yeah, real tough place to get a win. And, you know, I thought we played really good defense for most of the game and held them to 5 points in the first quarter to kind of get it started. And then, but they stuck around. We just had a hard time scoring, you know, thanks to their good defense mostly. And finally, in the fourth quarter, we pulled away. We got out in transition, got a couple dunks, kind of felt that momentum shift, and were able to, you know, extend it up to, I think, almost 20 at one point, maybe 16 points or so. And then, you know, end of the game, they got it back down to 12, but finally was comfortable in the fourth quarter there. But once again, kind of just a good defensive effort from both teams until we kind of extended it late.
Then it's Jeff West on Tuesday. I know that's always a tough place to kind of go play too, and they're a team that's kind of on the younger side of things, so sometimes that's tough to go get to play a team like that. So what do you see from your team there on Tuesday?
Yeah, well, they're getting better. Like I said, they're younger, and, you know, they hit some shots actually early in the game, and, you know, it wasn't just a blowout from the beginning by any means. They certainly gave us a run for our money in the first quarter, and but it was nice to see us just kind of take care of business. You know, we were down a starter due to illness, so we had some different lineups in there, and about late first quarter there took off and started going on some runs and were able to get a comfortable lead and get a lot of people playing time, which this time of year is always important. You know, some of these guys just practice, never get to play very much at the varsity level, so getting everybody in there and getting that experience was really important for us.
So now you got a big one coming up on Friday, Hiawatha coming to town. Hiawatha, they're a team that they can score in bunches when they get hot, so they're sometimes tough to play against and scout and be ready for. So what do you look at heading into this game now with Hiawatha on Friday?
Yeah, you know, just have to protect the ball if they come out in pressure, and certainly guard the three-point line. They've got multiple shooters, and hopefully, you know, just kind of like the same focus we have every week. You know, our goal is always to take good shots, and we have enough, you know, talented players that if we're taking good shots, we feel good about it. So that's what we'll be talking about in practice, and finding quality shots and hopefully hitting them at a high percentage and getting some points on the board.
Then after that, coming up next week, you've got your home tournament. I'm sure, obviously, you're looking forward to that as well to kind of see some different opponents. So what do you look at heading into that tournament coming up next week?
Yeah, it'll be tough. You know, there's Santa Fe Trail, so we play first in that one, and they're above 500 right now, you know, good, solid 3A team. And then Waubunsee, we play Friday, is one of the top 2A teams in the state. And then we finish Saturday with Chapman, who's struggled, but they're, you know, 4A team in a tough league. So, like you said, some different faces and certainly three different teams that will all present their own challenges. And then, yeah, you get through that midseason tournament and you blink and you're in the postseason. So it's that time of year we need to be clicking and playing well.
Well, Coach, wish you the best of luck against Hiawatha on Friday and in your tournament next week. Again, congratulations on this 8-0 start to the year and the two wins since we've last talked. Thank you so much, though, for taking the time. Really do appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Chris Brown, head coach of the Roa Valley Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.